Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, my guest this evening is Chris Williams. You'll know him, of course, from Williams Art. Good evening, Chris. Thank you very much.
Good evening, Julian.
For coming in. The reason why we've asked Chris in is to talk to us about the Cambridge Underground map. Now, ordinarily, we have all sorts of stories on the programme about people devising underground systems for Cambridge to relieve the cycle congestion problem around the city. But this is, I think, Chris, largely fictitious, the map.
Very largely fictitious, and I can't take any credit for it.
Tell me the background as to how it came to be, because on the face of it, it looks like a very familiar map of the London Underground, but when you look at it very closely, you notice that there's the Hawking line, the Archer line, the Gates line, the Recycle line, which I do rather like, particularly as it's green, the Huppert line, and the Sardine Main line. So how did it come to be?
Well, it was devised originally by a chap called Nick Ellis, and everybody will know him as a very interesting character who lives not a stone's throw from this very building. But I met Nick about 7-8 years ago as one of the artists of the group called CAM, which was an artist collective that effectively took over the gallery I'd started in 2007. And Nick was one of those larger-than-life characters to get things going and so on. And he's a bit of a Gilray, so he's a cartoonist, if you like, and he'll poke fun at anybody and everything, including himself.
And his background is, I think, in marketing, isn't it, I seem to recall?
He ran a creative agency type thing, in fact, in the what has recently closed, which is the Sheep Shop, just off the riverside.
Oh, yes.
This is before I came to Cambridge. And so he's had a sort of marketing background, but he's actually a cartoonist, he's a musician, he's an actor, he's a playwright. He's actually staged two stage shows, mm-hmm. the Cambridge Evening Nuisance, which was a long time ago.
Very good.
And he did the Pirate Jenny, I suppose you'd call it a musical, not a musical, an opera. When he wrote and produced and everything and put a lot of money into it and toured it around the country. And unfortunately, I didn't get to see that. But his real passion is music.
It's Ellis and Connolly, isn't it? I think a band is associated with.
Yes. So Ellis and Connolly play a lot of the local pubs. But a few years ago, Nick came up with this extraordinary version of a tube map with all the famous landmarks, but with different names in a lot of them, you know.
There's some I recognise, but some, of course, you need to think about. So towards the centre here, we've got Reality Checkpoint. Well, I guess not everybody, but a lot of people will know Reality Checkpoint. Fitzbillies. But then we've got Botty Garden. What's Botty Garden supposed to be?
It's the botanical garden.
Of course, I should have realised that, shouldn't I? What else have we got here? IMAX Junction. Now, is that a new one? Because the Junction has been, time around, but IMAX is relatively new on the site.
We're getting close to the reason that this has been relaunched, effectively, and that is that dear Nick, he's in his, it's not a secret that he's in his 60s, but what is not generally known is that he's had some major health problems. He's been in and out of Addenbrookes a lot very recently, and he's not a very well chap, unfortunately. So we decided that we wanted to try and support him by resurrecting one of his famous things and selling it for charity. So I had a look at it, and I have a few Photoshop skills, and I thought, right, yes, we need to change that. I can't remember what the IMAX was before, but it's something that has disappeared. Several things have disappeared, and the guided busway, for instance, which...
Oh, yes, has appeared, I suppose, as much as anything else. But there's some wonderful plays on words here.
Yes, it's about 20% changes.
Okay.
Including Cambridge North Station, or North Cambridge, as we call it.
I notice at the bottom here, you've got Greater Cambridge Central Station.
Yes.
Now, it's interesting, because I always refer... It's difficult on the radio. You have to make the distinction between Cambridge North. And so, so I tend to say Cambridge Central. I know it's not called Cambridge Central, it's just called Cambridge. But my colleague, Neil Whiteside, who does Breakfast with Linda Ness, we'll always call it Cambridge Main Station as well. And I guess until the railway station decides if it is going to get another name, and maybe it will if we get a Cambridge South too, it's, it makes me think. But this is evidence that we should be calling it Cambridge Central.
Yes, you probably also noticed there's a few references to the number of supermarkets that have developed over the last year. So we've got, I think, Tesco 17.
There's a great, yeah, Tesco Central 19. There's a greater Tesco as well, which I notice. And in the interest of balance, where's it gone now? Asda Gdansk.
Ah, that's one of Nick's original ones.
And why did he, do you know why he referred to it thus?
I think because there is a large Polish community in Cambridge, and Asda actually has a very good Polish section. So I think that was his reference.
Yes, no, that's...
I've left a lot of things in there. There were a couple of things that were a bit politically incorrect now.
Are they still there? Or they,
no,
they've removed?
They've been removed. It was actually great fun. I started out doing this just as a sort of trying to bring it up to date. And the more I did it, the more I wanted to add to it. And then I thought, no, I've got to stop.
It's
somewhere.
Tricky, isn't it? Because you get quite carried away with some of these
things. Yes, there is a Mark III in the pipeline.
Oh, good.
Because I noticed there is a very big omission from this map, and it's the biggest company in Cambridge.
Oh, yes. Is it geographically correct? Was geographically correct as any of these things ever are?
Yes, I did correct a couple of things that I thought were... De Frevel, for instance, was in the wrong place.
Right, okay.
But it's near enough correct. The point is, it's fun. It's as correct as the London Underground.
Well, which can be very deceptive as well. It's why most people really should get out at Leicester Square and walk to Covent Garden rather than relying on the map. It's a darn sight quicker the walk most of the time as well.
And on that note, if you've ever been to Barcelona, some of those stations, you should get out and walk.
I haven't been. I have been to Barcelona. I haven't had a ride on the tube there, so maybe that's something. Oh, look, cycle monorail! I hadn't seen that before.
Yes, I'm not sure what that is, and
it was there previously.
Yes, it was. Okay. I think it's probably the cycle bridge.
And you're working on another project as well. Our dear friend President Trump also is going to get his own little artwork as well.
Well, yes, because when I closed the gallery at the beginning of 2015.
And this was the one which shared with Hot Numbers at the other end from us at Gwydir Street.
Yes. I was a man without a space, as it were. Although I'm still doing the exhibitions, I'm cherry-picking in the location and I'm curating exhibitions and so on. But somebody said, well, why don't you start doing your designs as your cartoons as cards? So that's why I've started Beza Cards, which is beza.cards if you're going to the internet. I started it with a chap called Tom Morgan Jones, who is a fabulous full-time children's illustrator. Well, he's an illustrator, but he mostly does children's things. And Tom has done some of the illustrations. I basically came up with some ideas. I've got a whole list of ideas, and he drew some of them, like Kong Rats, which is a New York skyscraper with giant rats swatting at little red biplanes, you know. And that's a congratulation card.
Wonderful.
So there's a whole load of silly humour things, and so that's how bees... And then I brought Nick Ellis... on this project with some of his Cambridge Archetypica, which are characters that he's seen around Cambridge, typical people, mums with big cars and stuff like that, and, you know, the thespians and all sorts of characters. So a few of those have become cards, and a couple of other artists. So we've created this website where you can buy cards. We've just got a new web shop open, so it's great. But you can buy them in Heffers and the tourist shop and places like that. But where was I going with this one? Oh yes, so
the Trump map.
A few weeks ago, I was drawing. I'd seen a map and it said Mongolia. Yeah, it was a zoomed out map, and I thought, why is it Mongolia of all the countries in the world that stood out? And I thought, I wonder whether Donald Trump knows about Mongolia. And I thought, he probably calls it Magnolia. And there an idea was born. So I started to write down all the countries that I could think of and how I could change them And then I did an animated map of the world. As soon as the chap said Nambia on a speech...
I was going to say, it's given you a bit of help, really, with this. And,
it was a gift from the gods.
It's a bit of Dan Quayle potato-esque almost, isn't
yes.
it?
So the Donald Trump world map was born, and I decided that there were so many more countries to put on it. I've just finished working on Mark II, and that's going to be a poster available very shortly.
Okay, so that's sort of before Christmas, or...?
The other great news is that we've officially got a stall at the Mill Road Winter Fair.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
Whereabouts?
In the bathhouse.
Bathhouse, okay. All right, okay, yeah, we're outside of Tesco's, is our plan, but we will pop up and see you at some point.
Yes, I was hoping for Donkey Green, But bathhouse is right in the middle, so anybody that's going, if you come to the Mill Road Winter Fair, which you absolutely have to if you live in Cambridge,
it's compulsory.
It is compulsory.
It's worth going, if only to see the streets shut off and entirely flooded with people. Actually,
yes. Yes, we're in that funny little building that's opposite G's and Alamein's.
Yes.
We're inside there, so it'll be out of the cold. So do come in and get your Nick Ellis Cambridge Underground map, and possibly also your Trump poster. On the going back to the map, if we have time.
No, ever so quickly.
We do personalised maps, so you can have one station name changed.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
This is rather fun, isn't it?
Go to the website. In fact, before I came out, I had two more orders this afternoon. So
this is good. So it's williamsart.co.uk. Is it for the map or both for the Visa address?
Visa.cards.
Okay.
That's the one. Yeah.
Well, have a look there. We'll,
and it's that the we're at Beezer Cards if you want social media.
We'll try and pop that on the website when we do the podcast of all of this. But it really does look good. It appeals to me at my office at home on the wall. I've got one I got, I think, of the Tate Modern years ago now, actually, called The Great Bear, which is various. It's the London.
It's
the London Underground.
Isn't it?
It's constellations, but you've also got things like there's like a line of comedians and there's a line
of
news readers, which is so old. It sort of has Kenneth Kendall and Anna Ford and Richard Baker along there from my, or some of them at least from my youth. That's rather fun. As is this, with some good names from around Cambridge. I've got two favourites, I think, both of which I probably shouldn't admit to. One is North Arbury, North spelt N-O-R-F, and the other one is in the same typeface as you might see on a real map. You've got Ely, Peterborough, Kings Lynn, and other undeveloped areas. Hopefully the station manager's not listening. Chris Williams, thank you very much for coming in and telling us about that. I do urge you to take a look at all of that. It is 6:15.